So you got to decide. Are you going to blast through your life and forget what you really love? What you really, really live for? Because you're busy trying to achieve something. Or are you going to do both? Live fully and blast through everything you want to achieve too. The only way you do that is if you understand team. Inner team is the most important thing. So that's my challenge to you, is to make it the most important thing, including, by the way, the team inside of you. Because for years, I took first 7, 8 years of my career, I didn't take one day off. I worked 7 days a week. That was it, because my whole identity was, I don't stop. But I've also learned through lots of pain that if you just give to everybody else but yourself, pretty soon you're empty and you got nothing to give back. And so I learned gradually to really give myself things, give myself time, give myself little events. And I want you to do that. So I have one other assignment for you. And that is, I want you for the next 4 weeks to promise me one thing. Besides coming up with your plan to take care of your team, that you come up with a plan that gives you 1 hour a week for the next 4 weeks where you do something for you that you normally will not do for yourself. I don't know what it is. Everybody's different. Maybe it's just a walk on the beach or a walk away because you never give yourself time by yourself. Maybe it's buying yourself something you would never do because you go, oh, that's stupid. I don't need that. Do it anyway. Because I'll tell you what will happen. When you give to yourself, you'll have something to give to others. You know, it's the Bible says, love thy neighbor like thyself, which presupposes that you would love yourself. That's not a very popular thing because most people who pretend to love themselves really don't. They don't really love themselves. They hate themselves. Giving to yourself is a gift that when you give to yourself and you're so much happier, so much more alive, you're able to give to others. Maybe a part of you wants to sing. I mean, you're not a singer. You're a businessman, for God's sakes. You've never sung in your whole life. But as long as there's a part of you that really wants to sing and you don't do it, you're not going to feel whole. So if you just take 1 hour a week and you never sing in public, it doesn't matter. You just learn to sing. The joy it'll give you will show up in your next business deal. It'll show up in the way you treat your kids. You know, you want to dance. Where am I going to dance? Who cares? Go do it. And for me, it was flying a helicopter. I went and I didn't have the money. I didn't have the time. I couldn't do it, but I took one lesson. That's all it took to hook me. You know? And I went in, it was like the most magical feeling to lift up and go wherever you want, straight forward, backwards, sideways, straight up, down, middle of the sky. It was the most amazing thing. And I found a way to make it work. And flying the helicopter changed my life because to fly a helicopter, it's so sensitive that to turn from here to here, like this, would be a movement from here to here. That's all it takes. So when you fly a helicopter, you don't do this, you don't move around. When you fly a helicopter, you're totally centered and it's more thought. It's a tiny bit of pressure, like here to here is a normal turn. I'm trying to exaggerate it so you'll see it. And my first solo flight, I look down, there are dolphins and a giant whale floating below me on the ocean as I'm floating along. I'm like, yeah, ooh. So it taught me how to be centered. All these things you think you really don't need, some part of you, the reason you want it, there's a part of you that's wise and knows that something will come from that that will make you better and allow you to give more. How many willing to give 1 hour a week for the next 4 weeks? You can always go back to the old way after that. To yourself, to do things you normally would never do, buy, create, or give. How many want to commit to do that and take care of your team and you? Say I. And make sure you really do it. And you don't just say I. And it doesn't have to be something huge. It can be something simple. Something really little, but for you. If you take care of you, you won't feel sucked dry and you'll want to give more to other people. You don't take care of you, you'll start to resent some of the people around you who you've been giving to. They didn't ask you and demand it from you. You gave it yourself.